You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
All right. Welcome, everyone. It is episode 25, and I'm going to try my best to do shorter, yet attempt to do daily podcasts. So these should be a hell of a lot shorter. Just going to be pretty much gathering my thoughts on the current state of the market, if I'm buying anything, if I'm watching anything. You can let me know on social media if you like this format or if you don't like this format, if you want me to go back to my old way where I just do like once a week, once every other week, and just make it like a 20 to 40 minute video. But video podcast, these should be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, these shorter daily episodes. It's just to gather my thoughts and keep kind of like a diary of what's going on in my head. Episode 25. What the hell is the Fed doing? Seriously, can you answer me this? I should have made this podcast yesterday when Powell announced that we're essentially doing an emergency rate cut to zero. Why in God's name are you cutting it to zero? So if you own any REITs, any real estate investment trust, they got absolutely obliterated today. So you had a combination of the rate cut and then just the coronavirus in general, and probably just the bounce off of a 9% gain from Friday. You hold that over the weekend, you have bad news, and it's just bound to be disastrous. And it was disastrous right off the bat, because pretty much as soon as futures opened, like 5 minutes into it, they halted because they went down 5% in pretty much 5 minutes. The market opened today, halted. It was down like 10.5% or something like that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down almost 3,000 points. It seems like every single day for the past 2 weeks, we have made history of some sort in the stock market. It's just crazy. If you go on Wikipedia and you look up the biggest drops and gains in terms of points for the Dow Jones Industrial Average for the day, like the past 2 weeks, every single day has been on the list, either a gain or a loss. Most of them have been losses. But with these extreme losses come extreme dead cat bounces, and you get these random 5% gains in there, you know, sugarcoated by these 10% losses. So we had a huge loss today, 10.5% to 12%, depending on what index you're looking at. So it would not surprise me at all if we get a dead cat bounce tomorrow and it ends up like 4% to 5% in the green. The market is just crazy right now. I cannot believe they cut to zero already. It just seems too quick. And, you know, does Trump have some kind of interference knowing that, you know, he's due for re-election this year and the basis of his platform is how great the economy is doing? Well, an unforeseen force has kind of, you know, it makes the economy not look as bad, even though it's not his fault, really. I mean, yeah, you could argue he could have did better preventative measures, but if he did the preventative measures a lot earlier, like shutting down stuff, like what's pretty much what's going on now as I record this on March 16th, happy Steve Austin Day, the market's going to go down regardless. It didn't really matter who did it, when they did it. The market would have went down. I mean, this is an act of God, if you believe in religion. And there's not much you can do in order to prevent the economy from failing. And I do not like the Fed is that they're doing so many steps to prevent the market from bleeding out further, because this is just a market's natural reaction. This is a perfectly normal correction because it just makes sense. If stores and everything is closing, if countries are on lockdown, they can't leave their houses, they're not buying stuff, they're not going out to eat because everything's shut down, you know, obviously the revenues are going to go down, the profit's going to go down, you might have some layoffs here and there, unemployment might go up just as an unfortunate consequence of this stuff. So naturally, the stock market's not going to stay at sky-high valuations. I mean, this is just a natural market reacting the way to circumstances that it should be reacting to. And it bugs me that the Fed is stepping in as much as they are, as quickly as they are. Look, in my opinion, and again, everyone's going to have their own opinion, and you can reach me on Twitter at Degenerate Dividends, no spaces or anything, just at Degenerate Dividends. I cannot believe that they're just wasting so much ammo. And I read an article today saying that, oh, we have like a war room of nukes or something that still left in our disposal if something happens or whatever. But hear me out. Why don't you just let the economy, let the market be a free market, let it do its thing. If it drops, you know, way, way, way down there, then you start doing this emergency stuff. I mean, look, if you look at a max chart or a 10-year chart of the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average, yeah, this move is noticeable that we've had this past month. But at the end of the day, it's not anything that it's like, oh my God, we lost like 10 years of progress because of the crash that's happening. No, we lost like 1.5. And, you know, it's kind of just a natural market movement. We pretty much knew everything was overvalued. It was just a matter of when, right? The bullet was in the gun the whole time. Corona just kind of just pulled the trigger. You know what I mean? It was just the domino and a long line of dominoes that it needed to fall eventually, right? And it just happened to be this pandemic that we're experiencing health-wise. excuse me. Many people thought it would be like the election, if somehow like Bernie Sanders won or something like that, or if they just absolutely hate Biden, if were to get elected, that would be the domino that ultimately caused the market to finally go into bear territory. But it just happened to be something very unfortunate that's killing people, that's infecting a lot of people around the globe. It is very unfortunate. And sometimes, you know, when you analyze the stock market a lot, you tend to become desensitized to this kind of stuff. And it doesn't hit home unless it, you know, attacks someone close to you or really affects your life. And I think now that in the United States, if you're listening to this, now that we are quarantined, it kind of hits home that it's like, oh, crap, this is actually something serious. And it's affecting people's lives a lot worse than it is for mine. You know, I'm kind of lucky with my wife here that I can just work from home. Sit in my shorts here and my t-shirt and just type away on my computer and grind Excel sheets. And that's, you know, I can do that from home. I have the luxury of that. I don't have to worry about kids or anything. So there's a lot of people in a lot worse situations than mine. And you become desensitized to that kind of stuff when you're just analyzing it from a macro perspective, saying, oh, is this a dip? Is it bottoming out? Why is the Fed doing this? Blah, blah, blah. Just realize why the market is dipping in the first place. It's because something horrible is happening in the world. Okay, that being said, if we go back to the evil world of the stock market, I did do some purchases today. So I bought Penn National Gaming. Yes, this is a homer pick. They do not pay a dividend, but it was too juicy for me to pass up. I worked there previously as a financial accountant, switched to a financial systems analyst. It dropped 40%+ today in one day. Now, is it justified? I believe so, because they pretty much shut down every single casino that they own for about a month, it's going to be. Some will be a little bit shorter, some may be longer. It just depends on the state and if the governor of the state wants certain regulations passed before they reopen casinos, because casinos definitely a non-essential business in the grand scheme of things. And that is going to be one of the last places that governments look to kind of, you know, get the doors open immediately. But that being said, at least the opportunity in today, I believe, was an opportunity for Penn. It could go even lower. It closed at $8.50. I bought some at $9.90. I bought some at $9.12 today. I bought about like $500 worth, but $500 worth on a stock that's this low of an actual price, you know, in single digits, you're going to build up some shares fast. But it does not pay a dividend, so I don't want to make it a main focus of the portfolio going forward. I also bought Delta Airlines. I think that they, of the airlines that are getting hammered, which is all of them, I think they have one of the strongest balance sheets. I'm familiar with Delta Airlines. There's a reason that they perform a lot better than, say, an American Airlines over the past couple of years. They do pay out a dividend. That yield is growing higher. Who knows if it's sustainable? I believe the dividend is sustainable. If the governments step in and kind of do a little bailout, I would not be surprised if the government bailed out the airlines, because let's face it, for the world economy to run efficiently, we need airlines. And the more airlines, the better it is for the economy. There's more jobs just in that space alone. But we need to do a lot of traveling in order to get the best business that we possibly can. Airlines are not going anywhere. It's just like when we had the financial crash of 08. it got really, really ugly, just like airlines right now are getting really, really ugly, but with something that's so vital to the economic system, the government's going to step in. And if the airlines are struggling so bad where they can't, you know, cover operational expenses and they have to start laying everyone off or possibly close their doors, the government will step in because we do need airlines to function as a society. And then finally, I bought, and I'm probably going to buy some more. This will be the one that I'm really trying to build up. I'm buying VNQ. This is Vanguard's United States Real Estate Investment Trust Fund. So obviously, as I stated earlier, with the interest rates being slashed to essentially zero, REITs got absolutely destroyed today. It's just a natural reaction in the REITs REIT sector. When interest rates go lower, that REITs get hammered the most out of any sector in the business. I will be looking to buy a lot of VNQ. It's just an index funds of pretty much all of the REITs that are available to the public in the United States. I was very close. I actually tried to put in an order for GLPI, that's Gaming Leisure Properties. That's the real estate holdings of Penn National Gaming, the casinos, because they also got absolutely obliterated today, down 40%, I believe. And for some reason, my order didn't get filled. I don't know why. I put in a market order. So I might buy some of that this week. It's currently at a 12%+ yield at the price it's going for right now. So definitely one that's on my radar. I might be buying, you know, a couple fractionals. Speaking of fractionals, I have moved over to Fidelity. And let me tell you, if you use M1 Finance, just go to Fidelity. Seriously, the customer service is already so much better than M1 Finance. And I've only been using Fidelity for like 2 weeks now. And you can buy fractionals. And not only can you buy fractionals, you can buy it at any time of the day. There's no time frame or whatever. There's no window, as M1 Finance likes to call it. And you can buy it at a certain price. You can set limits. So it pretty much just, it's literally the better version of M1 Finance. And like, people who are like so hell-bent on M1 Finance will say, oh, you know, I until they do like automatic scheduling and automatic investing. And it's like, I mean, come on. Like, if you're in like a blue-collar job where you can't be by a computer for 8 hours, okay, that's one thing. But I mean, most of the people trading stocks are going to be by a computer at some point during the day. It takes like 5 seconds, right? You can set your limit price and just let it go. You can do it before you even go into work. Set a limit price, and if it hits that price, then hey, it buys it automatically for you. It's the same concept. It does not take more than 15 seconds. I don't understand the problem why automation is such a huge deal. But hopefully I'll be doing another episode tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be doing these daily. Again, they're shorter, even though this one's dragging out a little bit. But just to give my thoughts on what's going on. So I believe the Fed is making huge mistakes, just, you know, going in so hard, so fast with this drop, when it's something that's so natural and it's not nothing to do with the federal funds, essentially. So, you know, that's just my thoughts for today. Episode 25. Let's see if we can get to 100 rather quickly. All right, let's see if we can do it. So hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. Give a recap. Did I buy anything? I'm hoping to generate a little bit of income with this podcast, which is why I kind of want to do it daily. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is not like a money maker for me. This is like, I get like a penny a listen and I average like 100 listens. So maybe every episode I get gets a dollar, but I would love to put that dollar into the market, since I can do that with fractionals now on Fidelity, and I can buy whatever I want at whatever price I want. So whatever earnings I do get from all of my beautiful fans out there listening, thank you very much, by the way, for giving my voice a platform for people to actually listen. Thank you so much that it's just not falling on deaf ears. I appreciate you listening. It means so much to me that, you know, someone actually cares about what I'm talking about. So any income that I get from this, I'm going to just kind of put right in the portfolio, and then I can talk about it on the podcast. So it's kind of like a never-ending circle. But obviously, this is the Spicy Dividend. We'll be talking more about, you know, dividends in general, and you'll get the spicy side of me. Today's not so spicy, even though I am pissed off at how the Fed is acting to this whole situation. I'm not too spicy today. It's Monday. It's whatever. I'll see everyone in the next episode.